It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Apple's iPad is incredibly popular. Tens of millions have been sold. But almost no Americans have actually seen the iPad made. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz is only the second journalist to tour an iPad assembly line at Foxconn, the Chinese company that manufactures iPads.
I wanted to play you some of the tape that I gathered from inside the iPad production line to just to give you a feel for what it sounds like.
It's very rhythmic. What are they saying? What's that?
It's hypnotic.
Yeah.
So you hear this eerie robotic voice over and over saying, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So what this is, at each station of the assembly line, there are these scanners, and once a worker completes a task, the worker scans that part under the scanner, and if everything checks out, you're okay.
This is what a Foxconn worker in that particular part of the facility hears all day long.
Right.
How fast does it take to box an iPad up?
I timed the workers and figured out how quickly these iPads were coming off a number of assembly lines. So my rough estimate here is that at this one facility that I toured, the workers produce about one iPad every 2 seconds or so. And we know that Apple clears around $200, $300 off of each iPad. So as we say at Marketplace, John, do the numbers.
Yeah, that's a we're in the money song kicking in right there.
Right.
You talked about these movements that the workers were doing. Explain what that means.
I talked to a few industrial engineers before my trip because I wanted to get a sense of how this assembly line work at Foxconn impacts the workers' health. Basically, at what point does the repetitive motion that a worker does on an assembly line all day become dangerous to that person's body? And industrial engineers have a term for this repetitive motion that's called the process cycle time. And what I've heard is that a process cycle time that's below 10 seconds or so is considered by some to be unhealthy. And while I was there watching the assembly line, I noticed process cycle times in some parts of the line were quite slow. But in other parts, they were less than 10 seconds, which is sort of in the danger zone. I spoke to one worker, Lo Guofen, who works on the iPad line, and he uses tweezers to install the Wi-Fi component into each iPad. He told me it took him around 5 seconds to do this, and he does this 8 or 10 hours a day. But he does get a 10-minute break every 2 hours, and he also gets to rotate between 3 different assembly jobs every few days. But here's what he had to say. He's saying that when he first started working on the line, his hands were really sore. But after a while, he says he got used to it.
Now, you're in China, and there's a lot of manufacturing other than Foxconn and other than iPads going on in China. How does this factory stack up to other factories in China?
A lot of these workers that I spoke to had also worked at other factories previously. And what they told me is that Foxconn, as far as factories in Shenzhen, and Shenzhen is sort of one of the largest factory towns in China, was at or near the top of the list of places that they would like to work. According to them, Foxconn pays them on time usually and will pay overtime. A lot of factories have problems paying on time, if at all, sometimes. And sometimes they'll withhold your wages for a couple months just in case you decide to go, and then they won't pay you when you leave. And so there's a lot of problems like this in other factories in China.
That's Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz. His series, The People Behind Your iPad, airs this week on Marketplace. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.